Ois mem dalet. Kva itim la teira, koidem achila ushiva. A person should have time to learn above and beyond whatever he learns, but before a person goes to eat, the person should make sure he learns something. Before a person goes to sleep, a person should make sure he learns something. With the barat abam al shulchanach, and then you should also make sure you speak, say words of Torah while you're eating. So that's the first half. The first half of the thought over here that entails many yeshivas, like right after breakfast, there's a halacha seder, then you go eat breakfast. Maybe something right after davening, there's a halacha seder, and then you go eat breakfast. No, you don't want it straight to the first thing after davening. So they actually sif and shulchan aruch, that the person should make sure that he goes from the basic knesses to the basic medrash, because they didn't learn the shul, they would learn in a separate place. But the person should actually, the kviyas of leaving the shul should be to go to learn before the person goes on to whatever else they do in the day. But there is a specific, and the more two more in brachas, that a person, so the more says that a person goes to basic knesses, the basic medrash, so that is opposed to right away running out to do his own, taking care of his own needs. So before a person eats in the day, so I partially apply, he holds it to be true before supper as well. So person comes home from work, you know, before he's down to eat, he should really learn for a few moments. There should be a kriyas to do that. So it tells.
Before breakfast and dinner, not lunch, or lunch because we're yeshiva from ranch and we're learning.
Yeah, I was saying the same. In general, the main meals of the day, most people, some person makes sure he's learning something beforehand. The point is, beginning of your day, after davening, before you start doing your own thing, you should be learning first. You finish doing your thing, you're coming home, before you sit down to take care of your needs, again, you should be learning first. So it tells that when I was a bachur, they actually changed it subsequently. They had Musar Seder after davening, before breakfast. So I remember the guys used to tease me, and all the yeshivas used to tease, like, you know, in our yeshiva they have Musa Seder before Mincha, which that's the standard most yeshivas have. You learn Musa then Da Mincha. It tells they like learn Musa before breakfast. I said, yeah, makes sense. You much more need to learn Musa to know how to eat breakfast properly than you know how to daven properly. There was no response. But so there's a Musa of Kriyas Itim before Achila, and there's also a Musa of Kriyas Itim before Shkiva. So again, which the this is also going on brachas, that the person's maspia atzim v'di b'tar b'lon v'nam v'asim b'suras rose, that the correct way to go to bed, you know, yeshiva goes to bed, was go to bed, he goes to bed involved in some element of Torah. So there's a general key to learn Belila, that's one issue. Is it before going to bed? The proper way to go to bed as a Ben Torah is that there's obviously you can take everything to an extreme. I had a chaver in yeshiva, so like, you know, a lot of guys would, like, before they go to bed, they would, you know, chop a few minutes and have a seder to, like, you know, learn a Mishnah. So I had one chaver, like, he used to learn a Mishnah for every night before he goes in bed. He'd get to bed right before he goes to bed, he would learn a Mishnah. And one guy learned, you know, maybe, you know, a few psukim from Tanakh, you know. So this guy said, yeah, you know, she's a mission. She told him it's a mission. She learned Tanakh. So he had a pile of storm next to his bed. So I'm not, you know, advocating that, you know. That's not the point. But now, it lav dafka means you have to have a, you know, specific thing that you're learning. It's not that bad either, but you get to be debarta on shulchan aruch. There was a bacher, a very sweet guy in yeshiva. Like, you know, they even, like, you know, like, prepare the debartara to say by the meals. A short, you know, something short, just to make sure there was debartara by the meals. And that's, you know, I understand where he's coming from, but in a certain sense, I felt a person's a Ben Torah, and that's what he's focusing on during the day. The natural conversation during the meal should be about Torah. That should be the natural conversation. That, you know, I was learning the Tosis, and what do you think about the Tosis? I don't need to prepare a vort on the Parsha or interesting halacha if that should be the natural flow of conversation. If that's not, we have a problem. Right? So the same thing when he goes to bed. Like, you know, the person to be learning before he goes to bed, the natural, if a person spent this day thinking and learning, learning and trying to understand it, the natural thought process before you go to bed, you're saying, you're saying, like, what's Shalom Tosis again? You're thinking to yourself, like, maybe you have an answer to the Kasha. So the goal is to create a state of mind where these things are going to be automatic. It's so natural. One of the nice things they had in Tel is that the Rebbeim, a lot of Rebbeim would eat their meals, like lunch, breakfast and lunch, in the dining room. So there's a Rebbeim table, and they're eating their Rebbeim. You know, you get to see, watch the Rebbeim eating breakfast together. You know. So without fail, usually the standard way we went was if Yaakov Koma come in, one of the Choshev Tav Chochem, Mamash Choshev Tav Chochem. He was like one of the Mashgichim in Yeshiva. But the main thing is he would go talk along with the guys all day. He was a Shalom Meshim, where he was, he'd walk into my Rebbe, Rav Shalom Shapiro, who was the main Mashgich in Yeshiva. Says, Rav Shalom, I have a kash. Like, that was automatic. Like, he would walk in, he was like handling a kash, he was grappling with the kash. He didn't understand, he wanted to say pshat, And I think of this pshat, And my rabbi would answer him, and they'd have a fight. That was breakfast, That's what you saw them doing during breakfast. So it wasn't like you had to prepare yourself. It was automatic. So I think when he says that the person is conveyed to learn, I spend dollars. By before he goes to bed, or when he brought to Bama Shulchan Echo, I think it was just, there should be a kavias, but because you have to be aware of it. The reality is that for a real Ben Torah, that should be the natural flow. Should be that's what's going to happen. Okay. Then he says, "Vizarta banche beisatro ladricham al piyater." That b'chol ador matzichem azhar. We're talking about how you should be noig in your home, chila shkiva on the table. So that would include also that you have to make sure that it's not just you're making care of yourself, but you're making sure that the members of your family are also joining into that. So you sit down for supper, and the conversation, everybody else doing everything. I said it the right way. You're sick of it. That's not the point. The point is that there should be they should be part of it as well. They should imagine them that this is the natural thing. I had a neighbor. I had a neighbor who was his father was nifter. The neighbor's Baal Tshuva. His father was a secular person. By him, it was very important that the people should be aware of what's going on in the world. So he was makbid that by the supper table, everybody would share something that they saw in the news. Like they read, let's go back to the 60s. They would read the newspaper. It wasn't that and then they would discuss it. They would discuss current events. Like this was the supper table. So as he mentioned, he told me he said he shared it for his father. Like he shared that this was, this is his father's one of his father's hakpanim. It was a fascinating thing to think about, which I think is an important thing, that people need to be aware of current events and be involved in it and think about it. I think nowadays, even more so than then, anything that you hear about, you have to really think about it, because the slant how it's presented in the media is their slant, and you have to say, is that really the way we're supposed to look at it? Reb Ruvain already said it in his time. He says, Reb Ruvain Grozovsky said, what is destroying the moral America? He says, is the radio commentary, the slant that they put on what's happening in the current events. Because they don't see God Hashem, they don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They have their socioeconomic explanations why it's happening. Everything is because they have this whole theories, etc. So you start absorbing it. That's how the world runs. So it says you have to challenge them. So that's definitely, I think that's a valid point. If something's happening, people should be aware of, like, what's the message? But Kalva Karma, we live in a world of terrorists, so a person says the natural flow, there should be a conversation about, I had an interesting halacha shalom today, to ask the Rav, you share it. Not because, I think the right term, because that's what you want to share. So there's a beautiful thought I heard from Rabbi Einstatter in Cleveland. come along the Hiskalti Ked Vesecho Sicholi. So he said from Baron Lichtenstein, he said that what's the difference between Siach and Sicho? He brought some rise that Siach is deep conversation and Sicho is light talk. He says that come along the Hiskalti Ked Vesecho Sicholi. If my light talk is in Torah, I want to relax. I want to have a nice conversation. My interest is Torah. Right? So then we come along the Iskalti. That person is totally always being absorbing information because everything is always going to be a lesson. But if my siach, my heavy conversation is Torah, but I chill out in sports, right? Not become a lonely scout. You know, so you're making clear demarcations, clear boundaries of where your Torah life ends and where your other life begins. Right? So, but the point is, if you get to the point where it's comfortable enough and it's enjoyable enough, it's interesting enough. You know, I'm fascinated by this issue. And I saw an interesting shayla that came up. You know, I was trying to figure it out and what the halacha is, and so that's a natural conversation. You know. You don't have to be, you're not going to necessarily share with your wife at the supper table, you know, I had this shir toisus and I had a halachah from toisus, but Rav Chaim doesn't finish Chaim Brisker, because my wife, she shut me up anyway, because she said, stop shouting Rav Chaim Brisker. But, you know, like, you know, but most people, I don't think they're necessarily going to share with their wife like that. But there are elements of the world of a person's davening, we're supposed to be davening, so they're going to be misara, an interesting element of, you know, I was inspired about X. I thought about Y. Z doesn't seem to fit. You know, that's a valid conversation. You know, you don't have to do anything special. That'll be a normal conversation. Okay. So the Rosh learns this all goes into Kavati Tum Latara. So, you know, wait a second. You have a Kriyas, you learn something, you know, in the morning, something at night, you know, the Raman says. Kavati Tum Latara means that your Kaveya, Walter Katz sometimes said, it says, your Kaveya, all of your Itim, whatever is occurring in your life, all of your Itim are Kavua in the Torah. It's rooted in, you know, that you look at it from the prism of Torah, you respond to it with Torah. That's what Kavati Tum Latara means. Not that you, your kaveya times to learn, but your kavua, all of your itim, the ace lettuce, ace lewis, ace latas, ace latoya, ace listoik, all of your itim are kavua in the world of Torah. That's how we touched it.